For the past 3 years, some Olympic Valley residents have been pushing to incorporate the small mountain community surrounding Squaw Valley into its own town. Currently, Olympic Valley is unincorporated, which means big decisions get made in Auburn, the Placer County seat.
Which, by the way, is 70 miles away, 5,000 feet lower in elevation. It's a very different world. It's a suburb of Sacramento. And we, of course, are a mountain community over 6,000 feet in elevation, and we have a very different take on things.
That's Dr. Fred Ilfeld, chairman of the nonprofit Incorporate Olympic Valley, or IOV. Ilfeld points to nearby Truckee, which incorporated 22 years ago.
Truckee is a very, very good example of a mountain town, much larger than we are, of course, but similar geography. And looking at Truckee before they incorporated and after they incorporated, no one disagrees that it is an improvement.
He cites improvements to police services, roads, and recreational facilities, as well as a commitment to sustainable development among the benefits incorporation brought to Truckee. The town has also doubled in size from just over 8,000 in 1993 when it incorporated to more than 16,000 today. Still, the early days were hard on Truckee, especially when Nevada County gave the town 3 weeks' notice before cutting all services. Maggie Shane, who lives in Truckee but owns a second home in Olympic Valley, voices her opposition to incorporation in a video produced by the group Save Olympic Valley, paid for by Squaw Valley Ski Holdings.
Having gone through an incorporation in Truckee, the beginning was very difficult, and we went through the numbers and had a much bigger tax base, and we still struggled.
Opponents of incorporation say that with less than 600 registered voters, the Olympic Valley community is too small to function as a town. Some also say it's not fair that those few permanent residents would make decisions that would impact the thousands of second homeowners in the area. The primary argument, however, is that it's risky for the community to leave the safety net of the county. Squaw CEO Andy Wirth puts it this way.
We think our interests are seen to when we are working through a tried, true, and tested system. And that's been in place for 60 years.
Last year, an independent consultant drafted a financial analysis of the incorporation proposal, which concluded the Olympic Valley would not be financially viable as a town. Ilfeld and the IOV appealed, noting 31 errors in the analysis. This week, the California State Comptroller agreed with 18 of the issues raised, totaling gains to the Olympic Valley town budget of more than $10 million over the next decade, enough to support the town. To state the obvious, incorporating a town is a complex process. The back and forth over the draft financial analysis has taken 2 years already, and the appeal cost $150,000. Next, Incorporate Olympic Valley will negotiate a fee to pay Placer County to compensate for lost revenue. Ilfeld explains.
We're a small community, a little bit over 1,000 residents, and we don't cost a lot of money to do things up here. But we generate a lot of money. We generate maybe $5 million annually in property taxes and transient occupancy taxes. We are a golden goose for Placer County.
The IOV will also need to stump up around $200,000 for an environmental impact report, which could take another year. Finally, the complete proposal will go to the Local Agency Formation Commission.
And then it goes before the LAFCO Commission, and they decide after public hearings whether to allow the people of this community to vote whether or not we want a town.
All told, it could be another 2 years before Olympic Valley residents vote. The opposition is concerned that even a vote would be unfair, given that 539 voters will make the decision for more than 7,500 homeowners. Amy Westervelt, Reno Public Radio News.